verse here from Hebrews. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. So I'm going to start here with an object lesson, and I'm going to need a couple helpers for that. Maybe Cameron and Joshua, you want to help me with it? You guys can come up here. Yeah. At least this year, let me see. Let's just go like this. So I have some Skittles here. And these Skittles right here are mine. Let's see if I can actually get these open. I'm going to give each of you a cup. And whatever Skittles you can get from this bowl to these cups will be yours. This is what you're going to use to move them. You'll each have a spoon. There's one for you. There's one for you. And we'll put them. Okay, so this is the deal. Whatever Skittles you can get from here to your cup over there are gonna be yours. But if you're caught, I'm also gonna set a timer, okay? And whenever the timer goes off, if you're caught away from here, all the Skittles are mine, okay? You guys get it?
Fine,
no. So it's gonna be enough time for you to get quite a few Skittles to your cup. You can decide if you wanna keep going or if you wanna stop, okay? And you're going to start here, and if you're not back here when the timer goes off, you don't get any Skittles. But if you stay here, you don't get any Skittles either, so. I mean, you could have quite a bit of Skittles. There's a lot of stuff in there, so. Okay. You guys ready? Okay. I'm going to tell you when to start here in just a second. Okay. You can go. Gonna go a little faster than that if you want to fill up your cups. Okay, stop right there. Not quite. I don't think you made it back, Cameron. So, you guys can just head back to your seat. We'll just take care of the Skittles after, okay? So there's a couple things I wanted you to notice about that. When a lot of times when we're greedy and we're always wanting more and more stuff, we end up losing what we already have. And probably if he would have stopped and he had just a couple spoonfuls, he would have had some Skittles. He wouldn't have had as many as he could have. But since he just kept going, he ended up with nothing. And that's how we are a lot of times as we go through life. If we want more and more stuff and we're always chasing after more, we end up losing the stuff we already have. We end up missing out on a lot of stuff that we could have had if we were just content with it. So we can feel like we don't have as much stuff as we should, and it'd be a lot easier if we just had more. But one thing you gotta know about greed is it never really satisfies you. The more you desire more, the more wants you have. I have a story here that I'm gonna read, and then we're gonna talk about it some. So just hang on a minute. It's about a boy who was pretty selfish. He always wanted more stuff, and he never really quite had enough, so he always went for the biggest of everything and the most of everything. Robert had a very bad habit of always taking the biggest and best of everything for himself. His brothers, Charlie and Ted, would call him all sorts of names for doing it, but that didn't seem to make any difference. Mother was very sorry about it too, especially as Robert, when invited out to parties, always disgraced the family by his greediness. What could be done? Mother talked about the matter, talked the matter over with her sister, who lived on the next street. A few days later, the boys were delighted to receive an invitation to dinner from their auntie. Remembering all the good things they had enjoyed there in times past, they looked forward to the day at the party with keen anticipation. At last, the day came and dinner time arrived, for which Robert especially had been waiting. The table was piled with good things, cakes, fruits, jellies, pies, chocolates, and the rest. Robert's eyes roamed around on the wonderful spread of tasty dishes. Oh my, he thought, if only I could attend to this little matter all by myself. Then he spied a beautiful apple on the fruit dish. It was one of the biggest he had ever seen. There and then he determined to have it sometime during the evening. He also looked around at the other things and he made up his mind which of them he would choose when the plates were passed around. When all the visitors had been given their places around the table, dinner began. They all started with the bread and potatoes and greens in the usual way, but Robert soon got tired of that. He wanted the big pie he could see on the plate at the other side of the table. Would he get to it in time or would Charlie get it first? The pies were passed around. Charlie and Ted took small ones and opened them. What wonderful centers they have, thought Robert. Now if I can only get that big one. Robert's turn came. The biggest pie was still there and he took it with joy. But a disappointment awaited him as he cut through the top. The whole pie collapsed. It was hollow. Poor Robert. Tears filled his eyes, but no one seemed to notice what had happened. So he ate the crust as bravely as he could and said nothing. The cakes were passed around. Robert thought he was quite justified in taking the biggest this time, seeing there had been nothing in his pie. But something was wrong with his cake. It looked all right outside, but the center was bitter. What could be the matter, thought Robert. Auntie was generally such a good cook. And then, too, the others didn't seem to be having trouble at all. It wasn't fair, thought Robert, but he didn't dare say anything for fear the others would laugh at him. Now came the fruit. How thankful Robert was that that plate was passed down his side of the table first. He felt sure that Charlie was after that big apple. Anyhow, he would get it first this time. The plate reached Robert, and he put his hand in the middle of the pile of fruit. Oranges and pears scattered in all directions over the tablecloth. To the great dismay of Robert's mother, but Robert got his apple. His teeth were soon busy, but alas, something seemed to be the matter again. Taking his knife, Robert cut the apple in two. To his utter disgust, he found that the center was bad. Still, nobody seemed to notice Robert's unhappiness, and no one passed him anything to make up for his misfortunes. Moreover, the others all seemed to be enjoying themselves to the full. The chocolates came next, and by this time Robert was getting desperate. I shall have to make up for lost time by taking those two big beauties in the center, he said to himself, as he removed the two best-looking ones from the plate. Ah, said Robert, groaning inwardly, and blushing all over with disappointment. What a horrible taste. Swallowing one with difficulty, he tried the other to take the taste away, only to find it worse. On the way home, Charlie remarked to Robert about the splendid dinner they had had. Splendid what? Said Robert. I thought you were not enjoying yourself, said Charlie. You looked uncomfortable. What was the matter? Matter, said Robert. Everything I took was bad, even though I did take what looked best every time. Maybe that was the cause of trouble, Robert, said Charlie knowingly. I think if I were you, I would leave the biggest and best looking things for somebody else next time. That night, Robert stayed awake quite a while. There were two reasons. One was a pain under his pajama jacket, and the other, the advice that Charlie had given him. He put two and two together and at last decided that the best and safest course would be for him to follow Charlie's suggestion in the future. So Charlie in the story was, or Robert in the story, was pretty selfish. He wasn't a terrible guy, though. It was all the small things that he was pretty selfish. He wasn't trying to hurt anyone or anything. But something I want to bring out is that the small things are usually where it starts. And if you don't take care of those things when you're younger, they're going to be there when you're older. And if you are being greedy about things like pie and chocolate and stuff when you're younger, the older you get, it'll turn to more bigger and important things. And a lot of people have grown up that way and are not honest and hurt a lot of people by their selfishness. Another thing, Robert day did not go very well. He always took the best and the biggest of everything, but at the end of the day, he was pretty disappointed. And if you always live your life just trying to get the biggest and best and always desiring more, you're going to end up being pretty disappointed in the end. So let's try to learn when we're younger, not to be selfish and not to always want more stuff. All right, you guys can head back and you can meet me back here afterwards for the Skittles. Let's figure out who gets what. Okay.